Update 10:20 p.m. Firefighters both on ground and in the air got a grip on the large blaze off Highway 97 within hours. The wildfire south of Vernon grew quickly to 103 hectares within hours. An impressive display of aircraft, including bucketing helicopters, large planes dropping retardant and six water-dumping floatplanes in formation, were fast to action the fire. BC Wildfire Service currently has 39 firefighting personnel on scene alongside Vernon Fire Rescue. Further updates are expected Monday morning. Update, 6:40 p.m. The Bolters Creek wildfire is stable and no longer showing growth, and those who have been tactically evacuated are able to return home. The reception center at Cal Tire Place is now closed, and Highway 97 has fully reopened to traffic. The Emergency Operations Center, EOC, will deactivate and wind down its operations. Emergency responders and EOC staff remain ready to respond as needed. Residents are reminded to continue to stay prepared for wildfire season. The City of Vernon thanks local residents, BC Wildfire Service, neighboring fire departments, and the RCMP for their quick response and support, reads a city press release. BC Wildfire aircraft will continue to use Kalamalka Lake as a water source. The city is asking the public to give these resources room to work. Anyone on the water should move quickly out of the way of aircraft to give them the space they need to move safely. Ground crews will remain on scene throughout the night. The wildfire may be highly visible to drivers along Highway 97. For information on road conditions and closures, visit Drive BC. Update, 6:22 p.m. The size of the Bolters Creek wildfire south of Vernon has increased. The blaze is now 103 hectares, according to BC Wildfire Service. Evacuation orders have been issued for about 20 properties on Commonage Road from Roses Pond to the Allen Brooks Nature Center. The City of Vernon's Emergency Operations Center has been activated, and evacuees can head to Cal Tire Place if they are unable to find other alternative accommodations. The southbound right lane of Highway 97 has reopened at Kalamalka Lakeview Drive, according to Drive BC. The wildfire is believed to be human-caused. Update 4:50 p.m. An evacuation order has been issued for about 20 properties near the Bolters Creek wildfire. Properties on Commonage Road from Roses Pond to the Allen Brooks Nature Center have been ordered to evacuate. Evacuees can head to Cal Tire Place for emergency supports. Update 4:25 p.m. A wildfire near Vernon has been determined to be human-caused. The fire sparked around 1 p.m. today, August 17, and is estimated to be 40 hectares in size. BC Wildfire Service says it has 17 fire personnel actioning the blaze alongside air support. The Bolters Creek fire is showing rank 2 and 3 behavior, meaning a low to moderately vigorous surface fire. Update 3:20 p.m. An emergency operations center has been activated to support the Bolters Creek wildfire in Vernon. The fire is being actioned by ground and air. People are asked to stay clear of the area to allow crews to operate safely. Update 2:55 p.m. Highway 97 traffic is being heavily impacted south of Vernon as a wildfire continues to spread. A reporter heading to the scene said flames are visible from the highway. The right southbound lane is closed along with Burney and Vista Roads. Update 2:40 p.m. The West Kelowna, Kelowna and Lake Country Fire Departments have been called to assist with a fast-growing wildfire in Vernon. The blaze has reached 40 hectares according to BC Wildfire Service. The right lane heading south on Highway 97 is closed at Kalamalka Lakeview Drive due to the fire. Drivers are asked to avoid stopping in the area. Original. A new wildfire has sparked along Highway 97 near Westridge Road in the south end of Vernon. BC Wildfire Service estimates the blaze is 0.009 hectares in size. Helicopters can be seen bucketing water onto the fire from Cal Lake. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation.